This week, we're telling the stories of Second World War veterans who died this year.
Today, U.S. Army nurse Mildred Dalton Manning. She was held captive by the Japanese for almost 3 years. Manning died in March in Trenton, New Jersey. She was 98. Along with 6 dozen other nurses, she was one of the angels of Bataan and Corregidor.
A native of Georgia, she was serving in the Philippines when war broke out. After treating wounded soldiers in the jungles of Bataan and in an underground hospital on the island of Corregidor, during heavy bombing by the Japanese, she was taken captive.
I've been told that she was the last female military prisoner of war from World War II.
James Manning is her son.
She was very, very reluctant to talk about it most of my life. I would say the last 5 years of her life, she started talking about it.
And her granddaughter taped Mildred Manning sharing memories of her war years. She talked about her detention in a converted Manila school. Conditions there at first were tolerable, but late in the war, they got worse.
The last year that we were in there, when the Japanese began to lose the war, they cut off all outside, wouldn't let anybody go outside, and they wouldn't let anybody bring anything inside. So that was the year we starved to death.
Some of her fellow nurses got sick, lost hair. Mildred Manning lost her teeth. In 1945, American tanks rammed through the gates of the facility where the women were being held and liberated the camp.
I got off and there's all these American soldiers in there. I thought I'd go nuts. Everybody was about to go nuts. I found me a soldier from Georgia and hugged him. That's the first thing I did.
As a result of her wartime experience, Manning bore some mental scars. Her son says she always avoided large crowds and dark places. His mother stashed emergency food at home. But otherwise, he says, she refused to let the experience prevent her from leading a full life when she returned from the war.
She came out of it appreciating the little things in life, like a bar of soap or a hot bath. And she said she didn't really feel bitter. She was a nurse and she had a job to do.
Mildred Dalton Manning died in March. She was 98. All this Memorial Day week, we've been hearing about veterans who served their country in World War II and have died this year.